Today, I'm chatting with Misty LaBoy, founder of Beauty Inside and Out, about her transformative journey from makeup artist to self-love coach. Misty shares her personal evolution from realizing the importance of self-acceptance to launching a coaching business focused on helping women find internal peace. We had a candid conversation about attachment styles, childhood trauma, and some limiting beliefs. Misty offered some insights into the power of embracing authenticity and self-love, and how acknowledging your worthiness can lead to profound transformation and that lasting happiness that we're all seeking. Are you in a new season of your life? Are you stuck and searching for clarity so you can make a career change? Do you just need the courage to switch careers? Are you ready to follow God's plan for your career? Welcome to Choose Your Next Yes. Hi, Kindred. I'm Mel, a career transition coach, mom of grown-ups, coffee lover, and God girl. I've had a lot of big life changes, and I haven't always been clear about God's plan for me. This led to stress and anxiety and a lack of clarity and courage to make a career move. I finally started listening to God's voice to find clarity and peace and stopped being scared to make a move and achieve my career transition goals. Now, my mission is to help you learn to listen to God's voice and know when to say yes to the career you've always wanted and no to everything else. Let me show you how to clarify your purpose and find courage to pursue your personal and professional goals in your midlife and beyond. Throw down your self-doubt, dust off your dreams, Kindred. It's time to reset and refine and reclaim the woman you once aspired to be. Welcome to the show, everyone. I have a special guest with me today. I have Misty LaBoy coming to us from Pennsylvania, and I'm excited to have Misty today. She is going to bring a little bit of a different perspective, a fresh perspective, something that I haven't had on the show before. So welcome to the show, Misty.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, we're excited to have you. So tell us a little bit about yourself and just give us a little bit of who you are first. And then here in just a minute, we'll transition and kind of talk about your message to my audience.
Sure. I am a mom of three and an entrepreneur and a self-love coach. And I've been building my transformation business now for about 20 years. And I love inspiring and helping women.
Wonderful. So do you have adult children? Are they teenagers? Where are you at in the childhood journey?
So I have two in college and one in middle school. So a little bit of a gap there.
Okay, but that's okay. I have a little bit of a gap between my first and my second. So it's all good when you have a gap. So
yeah.
All right. Well, we are excited to have you give us your message today. So let's just jump in. And I'm just going to let you start because you know what your message is and you can jump in and I will kind of stop you as we go through and do some follow-up questions and ask probably some things to like dive a little bit deeper. So I'm just going to let you take it from here.
Sure. So just to tell you a little bit more about me, I have been obsessed with transformations since a very young age. You know, I'm all about the before and afters. I remember as a child watching the Swan makeover show where they took the ugly duck and turned her into a swan. And I think that's probably like what really got me hooked on it. And I started doing makeup about 25 years ago, and I just loved the reaction that women had when they looked in the mirror, you know, when they saw themselves beautiful. It was definitely a paycheck of the heart. And about 8 or 9 years ago, I added in weight loss into my program. And I started helping women transform that way through weight loss before and afters. And it wasn't until the pandemic that I was feeling like something was missing. I was feeling unfulfilled. I had this successful business and I was just kind of, I don't want to say I was tired of it, but I just felt like I could be doing more. There was something more. And during the pandemic, you know, it was a difficult time for all of us. And yes, I had a lot of time for self-reflection. And I had a spiritual awakening and it really made me kind of dive deep into learning more about myself. I had to be radically honest with myself and started looking into why I was the way I was. And it started with quizzes and another obsession from childhood, you know, doing those Cosmo quizzes.
Oh, wow. That's funny. Yeah. I love it. I love it. Nothing better than a good quiz to like get you thinking a little bit.
Yeah, I remember I spent a lot of my summers, you know, with my girlfriends doing those quizzes. And I took an attachment quiz and I learned about different attachment styles. And that really kind of opened things up for me, made me realize, you know, why I am the way I am. And that led me down a path to doing childhood trauma work, because a lot of our attachment issues are directly related.
Okay, so that's what I was going to follow up. I was holding my finger up to stop you for a second because I want you to explain what you mean by attachment.
Yeah, so the way we are in our relationships, we all have a different attachment style, how we attach to people. And some of them are more healthy than others.
Yes.
So when I learned about these different attachment styles, I was like, wow, like I read the description and I thought, wait, that sounds like me to a T. And, you know, then when I dug deeper and realized that, you know, the attachment forms at a very young age, you know, I realized that my childhood is what formed my attachment style. And that led me into digging deeper and learning more about childhood trauma and how it affects you today. And it really was a game changer, especially when I realized that there's, they call it big T trauma and little T trauma. So for me, I never had anything that I thought was traumatic happen. You know, I was never sexually abused or physically abused or anything like that. So I thought, well, that was, you know, I didn't have childhood trauma, but really I would say everyone has childhood trauma to some sort. And I learned about little trauma. And for children especially, you know, a little trauma could be something like getting lost at the grocery store, getting picked on at school. So it's traumatic to a child. It may not be as traumatic as an adult. But right, that little bit of trauma that we have when we're children really does affect us greatly.
Yeah. And I'm a big believer in everything that happens to you in your life shapes who you are as you go through your life. So things that happen, fear of spiders, even if you got bit by a spider or were scared really bad by a spider, you have maybe this unnatural fear of spiders for no reason necessarily. I was never bitten by a spider, but my mom was. And she told me a story about how when she got bit, you know, how bad it got because she got bit on her chin. And that manifested in me as a fear of spiders because like, oh, you know, I don't want that to happen kind of thing. So I completely understand where you're coming from on that.
Yeah. So keep in mind, it doesn't have to be a lot of trauma, large trauma. It can be little traumatic events that happen when you're a child, that definitely affects you as an adult. And I also learned about limiting beliefs. So underneath that trauma, you know, we form these limiting beliefs that really, truly affect us into adulthood.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we all have limiting beliefs and they're running in our subconscious mind. You know, we're not even aware of them. And most oftentimes at the core of those limiting beliefs, it's a feeling of unworthiness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we feel like we're not enough. You know, for me, it was an abandonment wound. My dad left when I was young, and that was very traumatic for me. And I struggled with abandonment, which left me with an anxious attachment style.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So when you dive deeper, you start putting these things together like a puzzle piece. And what I found was the more I learned about myself, why I was the way I was, it enabled me to give myself grace and enabled me to love myself more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I'm just like sitting here running some things through my own head as you're speaking. And so I'm like listening, but thinking at the same time of some of my limiting beliefs and where they came from. And it is, like you said, it doesn't have to be anything big. I am that person who is loyal to a fault almost, but I get my feelings hurt really deeply when people aren't as loyal to me. And they, yes, they're my friend or whatever, but I've also had a lot of friends who have been like, you're my best friend, and I'm doing air quotes, but then they always were with someone else or hanging with someone else, and I didn't feel like their best friend at that time. And that I've had that happen so much over my life that that has manifested into my adulthood too. And mm-hmm. so I love deep, hard, and fast. And then I get hurt just as deep, hard, sure. and fast. So yeah, I'm just thinking of all of those things and how those manifest in your adulthood.
Yeah. I mean, we subconsciously, we recreate these cycles from our childhood. And I realized later as an adult that I married my father.
Oh, yeah.
You know, my father left at a young age. And this man that I married right out of college, my first husband, you know, I didn't see the similarities then. But after mm-hmm. the divorce, I was able to see why this didn't work. You know, he left as well. So again, you know, bringing that into adulthood, recreating those patterns, and self-awareness is really key to recognizing those patterns so that you're able to break those cycles and make changes. The right. universe just keeps giving us the lessons until we learn them.
Right. Yes. And I it's not the universe in my world. It's God in my world. He is always helping you learn. And he's like presenting you with opportunities to learn and dive into your own thoughts, your own feelings. And so when you know better, then you do better. So you yes. have to really be self-reflective to figure out who you are, so you know exactly where you need to put the work.
Yes, I couldn't agree with you more.
All right. So keep going. Tell us more about that, because I want you to eventually get to how that led into your business and, you know, transitioning from whatever it is into all of the things that you're doing now.
Yeah. So I, you know, learning more about myself led me down a path of self-acceptance. Mm-hmm. And I really believe that in order to fully love yourself, you need to be able to fully accept yourself. Mm-hmm. And that's the good, the bad, the ugly. You know, we can't just accept the parts that we like. And I recognize that I was hiding parts of me that I didn't like.
Right.
So, yeah. You know, while everyone else was wearing a mask, I too was wearing a different mask that I felt like I could never take off, because what would people think if they knew the real me? You know, what would, you know, would they still love me? Would they leave me? You know, all these things came up. Mm-hmm. And I felt like I was living a double life to some degree. I have a strong social media presence in my business. And it was like, you know, I was presenting myself one way online, but I wasn't fully engaged in living that life true to myself.
Right, right. And I think we all do that to some extent, like you said. And we can see that in all of the, we can see it the way people post even on social media. I'm not going to lie. I have used filters because I want to appear different than, because I'm self-conscious about certain things now, wrinkles. And I've got, for some reason, never had acne the entire time I was a teenager. But now for the last, I don't even know, it's been for years, I've got adult acne in my middle age, my menopausal transition, whatever is going on. And so I feel self-conscious constantly about that. And I've done stuff to take care of it, but if you stop, then it comes right back. And so when I post something, I tend to use a filter. So it's not the real authentic me who is putting my face out there. And so I'm preaching be authentic, but then I'm not being authentic me.
Yes, exactly. And I felt like I had a hole in my heart. Mm-hmm. It was really starting to bother me, and it wasn't sitting right with me. And I say it was a God-sized hole that could only be filled with self-love. And I had tried filling it with shopping. I tried filling it with eating, with mm-hmm. alcohol, mm-hmm. you know, with all these things. And I started to feel like this is it. Maybe I'm never truly going to be happy. This is all that life, you know, is. And, you know, once I started digging into this, it made me realize that I thought I loved myself. I thought I had self-love because when I looked in the mirror, I liked the way my makeup looked. I mm-hmm. was happy with my weight loss results. And because I was happy with what I saw in the mirror, I equated that with self-love.
Right.
And it wasn't until I got radically honest with myself and decided that I'm not going to pretend to be anyone else. I'm not going to present myself as anyone else. I'm just going to be real and be authentic, that things really started changing. And in mm-hmm. order to do that, I had to fully accept myself. And, you know, I had to come to terms with the things that I wasn't happy with and make changes and adjustments. Mm-hmm. But it really enabled me to fully love myself.
Yeah. And that's where it's at. Accepting who you are. God made you as a masterpiece. He made all of us. We are his masterpiece. And we forget that sometimes. And he designed us exactly the way we're supposed to be. But all of the worldly stuff has gotten in the way. And it has put this kind of like a fog between us and the mirror and what we should truly see. And so we have to get rid of all of that and see who we are before we can be authentic for the rest of the world.
Yes.
Yeah.
And what I found was the more authentic I was, the more people I was attracting, the right. more business I was attracting, the happier I was. People were coming up to me saying, "You're glowing. You're mm-hmm. so happy. You know, you've right. changed." All these things, and it was all for the better. And I realized that that hole I had been trying to fill could only be filled with self-love.
Yeah, exactly. Wonderful. All right. So keep going.
Yeah, I was feeling called to teach people how to love, but I didn't know what that looked like. I just thought, like, I'm onto something and people need to know about this. It changed my life in ways that I couldn't imagine. And I felt like it's too good not to share. These women are all trying to transform physically, but what they're really missing is that internal peace.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I started doing a lot of work on my self-love. And I thought, you know, friends were coming to me and asking advice that I inadvertently was coaching them.
Right.
And my husband said, "Yeah, wow, you just gave her really good advice. And, you know, I heard you on the phone," and he was like, "You should get paid to do this."
Right.
And I was like, huh, there's an idea. Do what I love. And so, yeah, so I decided 2 years ago to add self-love coaching to my business, which is Beauty Inside and Out. And now I can help women transform fully. And, you know, once you get the mind piece, the head piece, I feel like the results are much longer lasting
mm-hmm.
for your transformation, and you will truly be happy. It's not just going to be externally.
Right. And I love that you took all of the things from your past, all of the things that you realized about yourself, and you manifested that into a coaching business. And that's what I want my audience to understand. You have all of these things that from your past that you've learned all of your life, and you have great skills that you can use for some kind of business, whatever that looks like for you. And so yeah. I love that you figured out what that was, and you already had a business started, and then you just refined it as you were going.
Yes. And to be honest, now I'm so focused on the self-love coaching because I think it's more impactful than any of the other work that I've done that, uh-huh. you know, I'd like to transition just into that because I see the impact that I'm having on women. And uh-huh. I know that so many women need this. They may not realize it, or, you know, I feel like women in general put everyone else first. you know, yes. They put themselves yes. last. So when it comes to their own coaching and their own self-love and self-care, oftentimes that gets put on the back burner.
It does. It does.
But we know if mom's happy, everyone's happy. And
you're right.
I tell my clients, just like on the airplane, when the oxygen mask drops, you have to put yours on first mm-hmm. before you can take care of anyone else.
Right.
And I feel the same way about, you know, self-love and self-care.
Right. Right.
Take care of yourself first.
Yeah. It is definitely about the self-care piece. And I know for myself, I don't always practice great self-care. And when you don't, you're going to see that in everything. You're going to see it physically, and then your work is going to suffer and your relationships are going to suffer. And I let myself get worn down a few weeks ago, and I was not my best self in any capacity. I wasn't doing my best work for my business. I was not the easiest person to get along with, and I didn't even realize that at first, but you have to take care of yourself, because if you don't, like you said, you're not going to benefit anybody. So definitely.
Yeah.
All right. Wonderful. So this has been a great message for the audience. So if my audience wants to connect with you, where can they find you?
Yes. So my business is called Beauty Inside and Out. And my website is mistyleboy.com. And you shouldn't be surprised to know that I have a self-love quiz on my website.
Wonderful.
And lots of before and after photos.
Wonderful.
But I would encourage you to check out the website and take the self-love quiz and see what's keeping you from fully loving yourself.
Awesome. And my audience knows that I will have all of those links in the show notes, so you won't have any problem finding Misty's website. So you can take that quiz and get started on your journey, and you can connect with her if you want to move forward in anything. Misty, it's been a wonderful time having you here today. I've loved your message. Is there any last thoughts or words of wisdom, something big that you would like to share with my audience before we close out?
Yes. I want to share with you with something that I heard that really made an impact on me. You know, we're all God's children, and when babies are born, they are born worthy. And the question was posed, at what point do they lose their worth? And the answer is they don't. Right. And neither do you.
Exactly.
You were born worthy, and you are still worthy. You have never lost your worth. So just remember that.
Exactly. That is beautiful. And I love it. And I think that is a wonderful note to end on. For the rest of you, thank you for joining us today. And I will see you back here next week.
Thanks.